Ricky wants to be adopted by Kylie Jenner. Literally on Friday, she was like, I just want to be Stormy.
That's all I want. I want to know what it's like to be rich and not have a care in the world.
Swaddle me. Buy me an actual bus because I like buses.
I want a school bus to be bought for no other reason than you can.
Yeah.
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast, over 1,000 episodes strong. A daily recap of everything you missed.
Andy is on the line, and she has an issue that she hopes maybe we can all help her with. What's up?
Well, okay. So my husband and I, we had a baby. It was about, a little over 4 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a girl. But it was time to get out of the house. So we went out to dinner with some friends, and we got some drinks. We had such a good time. It was just grown up all the way.
Yeah, good for you.
But, yeah, I know. It was great. But we had to hire a babysitter, obviously. So here's my question that my husband and I seem to not agree on. He thinks that I should have told the babysitter that we have cameras all over the house. I don't know what I have to tell her. I mean, I did look at the cameras while we were out, but just a couple of times, I didn't like stare at her the whole time. So,
but it's basically a nanny cam, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the time that you're
not in the bathrooms or anything weird like that.
Right. So,
yeah. So do I have to tell her? I mean, I just want to make sure the baby was okay, but.
I would say you would have to tell her. That's creepy to me.
I would think a babysitter in 2021 would assume that there are cameras in the house.
Maybe. Did you watch the stuff? Like, I know you just checked once in a while when you were out, but did you go back and watch video after you got back?
No, we didn't come home and make popcorn and watch the whole thing.
Okay, that's kind of what I was wondering. Like, was this your secondary entertainment after going out? Okay, now let's watch the movie.
Get the pop secret. We have the nanny in 3D.
That's going on the creepy side of life. But no, I just like to check and make sure the baby's okay and there's no, you don't know who is watching your children.
Right.
You have to pay attention a little bit, right?
So a 4-month-old baby does a lot of sleeping. So what did your babysitter do while the baby was sleeping? Allow me to make it sound creepy.
Yeah. You definitely did that.
Okay, Mr. Dateline. There was no murders or anything, right?
She didn't do anything that I needed to write home about.
Okay, all right. So, but you don't want to tell the babysitter you have cameras, but your husband says you should tell her.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like there's cameras everywhere nowadays. So, I mean, most people know you're on camera almost everywhere you go. I just feel like it's kind of normal for this, like you said, 2021. Hello.
I also feel like, girl, cameras are pretty, you can see them. So if she didn't notice that there were cameras there, number one, that's on her. Number two, if she's doing something that she didn't want on camera, that's on her. Like, girl, if you didn't want to be caught on camera, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Okay. So, well, here's a quick question for you, though. Can you tell if there's cameras there, or are the cameras hidden?
No, they're not hidden. They're just regular out in the open, cameras.
Yeah, they're just mounted on the wall and that kind of stuff.
Yes,
okay. I just got to eliminate
the
creepy.
They're not hidden behind a teddy bear or something like that.
Right? Why is the teddy bear's eyes following me?
Speak into the teddy bear. All right, well, let's throw it out to our listeners. Should Andy tell the babysitter that they have cameras in the house or not?
Okay, perfect. I know they're going to call and say that I'm right?
We'll see.
Yes.
Yes, only put the calls through that agree with her.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Thanks, Andy. That's awesome. Alex is in Bowling Green. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. What are your thoughts?
So I tend to agree with her. I don't know that I would make a point to go out and tell her that I have cameras in my home. I have an infant, too, and so... With everything going on in today's society, I just feel overly cautious at best.
Mm-hmm.
But my only thing is that I would probably make sure I would check into my state laws because there are laws regarding recording and videotaping other people without their consent or knowledge.
Wow.
Yeah, that's probably something to think about. I wonder if it's okay in your own home. As opposed to somewhere else, but you would have to check, right? Because everybody's different.
Right.
And I'm sure every state has different laws about it. Yeah.
As long as her husband knows, that's one person. But I would want to just make sure I'm not violating someone else or the laws, because, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for that. But I would definitely want to make sure that my kid's safe in a home with a babysitter that you don't really know a whole lot about.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Appreciate your call.
Check the law. Brandon is in Murfreesboro. So what do you think? Should she tell her babysitter that there's cameras in the house or not?
Hello.
I don't think it's not Brandon,
but okay.
Somebody else.
It said Brandon, but it's not Brandon.
Who's this?
It's Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hi, hey. Brandon. You have
guys, we have a Ricky on the show. Her name could be Brandon.
No, it could be.
It's true.
It could be. We got fooled.
It's spelled with an I in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
So,
what do you think?
A friend of mine and I, we clean houses in Franklin, Brentwood, and all that. Depending on how small the house is or how big the house is, we automatically assume there's cameras, and if something happens, we break something or whatnot, we always tell the person. It's like, if we break it and don't say anything, it's like, well, they're going to go back and watch the cameras.
Right.
So we all automatically assume that there's cameras in the house. I mean, it is 2021, even if it's not the, like, nanny cam, it's like most of security systems come with cameras, so...
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Brandon, I got a question for you, because my sister cleans houses as well, and it goes two ways. She actually will take pictures or video if she walks in and sees something already broken or, you know, that's not good, as a way of protecting herself, saying, like, look, this is the way we found it.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Just so that... Somebody couldn't say that.
That per se, but like, especially if we're there cleaning and the dog wants to go out or come in or whatnot, we always try to verify with the homeowners to say, "Hey, is it okay if we do this or whatnot?" So we usually stay in contact with the homeowners, and but if it's a new house, we haven't come across that, like, something was pre-broken or didn't look right before we came in, so
gotcha.
I haven't had to cross that bridge. But if we see something while we're there, we usually shoot the homeowners a text or a call and say, hey, this is unusual for when we usually come. Is this okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Leanna's in Nashville. Hey there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
So what are your thoughts on this?
So I've always decided that if they were under 18, that I would make sure and let them or their parents know that I do have cameras in the house.
Uh-huh.
That way I don't feel weird or get in trouble for recording somebody underage.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's smart.
That definitely is a thing, especially, under 18. It just gets super creepy if they don't know.
So over 18, you don't mention it whatsoever.
So I didn't at first, not really on purpose, but more I just kind of forgot. and they're still, they're in plain sight and stuff. And so I think they've mentioned it to me, and I've said, we check them on occasion, just be aware.
But I feel like
if it's your own personal space, you have a right to have them.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to be able to know if something happened, if I can go back and, make sure it was okay.
Right.
Awesome.
No, I totally understand your concern.
That's really smart. Thanks. We really appreciate it.
For sure.
Stefan's in Clarksville. So what are your thoughts on the babysitter cam?
Hey, y'all. So my house and property is monitored by a Ring system.
Uh-huh.
And they have those little signs. And I think if I were to have a babysitter or a house sitter come over, she'd be able to passive aggressively kind of read the sign like, hey, my property is monitored by cameras. I maybe wouldn't tell them, but there's the signs all over.
Yeah, so not explicitly tell them, but kind of passive-aggressive with a sign of, like, monitored by Ring, FYI.
So hopefully if your babysitter can read, which would be good.
Which probably would be good.
All right. Hey, thanks, Stefan. That's an interesting way to do it.
Yeah, appreciate
it. What do you think? Like, I know you don't have kids, but you have a nephew that you adore.
Yes, my cute little chubber.
If he was your little guy, what would you do?
I just think it's really creepy to record somebody without them knowing about it. And also, for me, if I know there's a camera somewhere, I'm obviously not going to do something that's stupid enough to get me recorded on the camera to get me in trouble later.
Right.
So the whole point of having the camera is to deter them from doing anything bad. So why not just tell them that there's a camera so then they don't do anything bad?
I feel like they would be a better babysitter if they say, hey, by the way, there's cameras.
There's cameras
and we check
everywhere.
Them occasionally.
Because that's the whole point of the camera system. Right. Yeah. So not telling anybody is totally just a passes. Creepy, weird way of trying to get them in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? This passes the Jim Frugal test because you don't even need to buy cameras.
You just have to sign that says you have
if
cameras.
If you just tell them their cameras everywhere and they're hidden,
yeah.
you save all the money. You just buy the sign.
How many people have the ATD sign in their front yard, ATDT, and they don't have it? They just got the sign.
A lot of people, I feel like.
I brought this sign from my old house.
I stole it from another house.
Yeah.
It didn't have cameras.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Zach?
So there is this man in Georgia that's going viral because he's trying to get his ex-wife back. Mm-hmm. And the way he went about it put him in jail for 25 years.
Oh.
So he decided that he was going to kidnap his ex-wife, tie her up with like strings and everything, and then change clothes and come back and save her. So that she would think that he was like the hero in the situation.
So he kidnapped her and then came back to save her.
Exactly.
Dressed differently.
So,
oh my.
That's, wow.
I'm so concerned
Same.
About the thought process.
He's
here.
So stupid that he figured she was just as stupid.
Yeah, he like
and
wore
she's not.
A mask and everything and tried to kidnap her and then came back to try and save her. So now he's in jail for 25 years for kidnapping and then trying
Idiot.
To pretend to save her.
Oh my God.
That's really stupid.
It deserves
so
that.
Dumb. Like, you know your partner and what they look like, how tall they are, the way they move.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even if you had a mask on, they're still going to know it's you.
They still know it's you.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Also, the poor ex-wife, like, that's pretty traumatizing.
Yeah.
Extremely. Like, when they looked at his Google search history, some of them were like, how long before you starve to death?
Oh, my God. How long was he going to leave her there for?
I don't know, but this man is terrifying. He's in jail, so.
Man, well, that's good. Where he belongs.
The best place he should be.
Wow.
Yeah. Jim, what you got?
Well, a couple of good food options coming to Nissan Stadium as we got things like the World Cup qualifier and the Tennessee Titans season about to begin. Local restaurants instead of like just plain old concession stands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Slim and Husky's Pizza is going to be available inside.
They're popping up all over.
Yeah. And Party Fowl has started in the Gulch and has a bunch of great hot chicken stuff.
I love Party Fowl.
Is now going to be available inside Nissan Stadium. So I like that. That's a definite upgrade.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah. Ricky, what you got?
So Taco Bell has a new item. They had tested this in certain markets before, and then I guess it did so well that they're going to roll it out nationwide.
Yeah.
It's the crispy chicken sandwich taco.
Oh.
So if you're wondering how they can put a sandwich and a taco into one, I'll explain.
It's magic.
So essentially, it's crispy chicken with premium all-white meat marinated in jalapeno buttermilk.
Oh, my God.
Seasoned with bold Mexican spices and rolled in crunchy tortilla chip coating.
Wow.
And then put into a soft, thick taco shell. It almost looks like fluffy bread as a taco.
I love that.
The amount of saliva that was just created in my mouth as you were talking is honestly disturbing.
Well,
keep your spit to yourself,
I'm
Zach.
Like drooling all
Lucky
over the microphone.
For you, Zach. They are going to roll it out starting on the 2nd, which is this week.
I'll be there on Thursday.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. The weekend, we had 48 hours unsupervised. What do we do?
Jim, you go first. What did you do this weekend?
We had a couple of friends over for kind of like a dinner on Saturday we hadn't seen in a while because of COVID, and that was pretty cool. And then last night, you know how I've been wanting to learn to sew?
Yeah.
So my daughter does too, so the two of us got together, and we together made a pillowcase.
Oh, wow. That's a very useful skill. My DT taught me how to sew when I was little, and I was like, I don't want to do this. And now I know how to sew buttons on and things like that.
Yeah. So,
good like, skill to know.
Yeah. It's like, and it came out really nice. So, like, we're going to, like, do
We're going
to
need a picture
stuff.
To determine if it actually came out nice or not.
And I'm also going to need an update after you wash it. Because one time in home ec class, I made sweatpants, and I washed it, and it came out not sweatpants anymore.
It just came out as fabric.
Yeah.
Us sewers know that you're supposed to wash it before you sew it.
Oh.
So.
And then never wash it again because it will fall
just
apart.
Just in case.
That may be also true.
Is this a gateway to needlepoint?
No. If I get to needlepoint, just kill me.
Yeah.
When my daughter, today's her day off. Mm-hmm. So when she wakes up around 11, I'll have her send pictures of the pillowcase.
I'll be okay. waiting, sir.
I can't wait.
Very
nice.
It looks very pillowcase you'd get at a cabin in the Smokies.
Okay.
It's got like kind of a rustic look.
I think he's prefacing it for it to be awful.
I know, that's what I was just thinking. Like rustic or falling apart.
It's like flat and brown. We just use whatever we want.
Rustic equal distressed.
Yeah.
It's distressed. You
it's
know,
distressed.
Where all the really stitching is falling apart. Yeah. Woody, what did you do?
I have a girlfriend now.
Oh,
it's official. Yeah. You say it.
Did you have the talk?
You said it.
He did. And
did you ask her to be your girlfriend?
Yeah, after she asked me to ask her.
I love that.
Yes,
I met her. I met her kids and stuff. So yeah,
that's like next level.
Yeah, that's big stuff.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
That went okay. Felt good.
Yeah,
not too awkward.
On Saturday, Charlie had a soccer game, and then
granddaughter.
We went to Toots for lunch afterwards. And I think about 20 years ago, we gave them an autographed picture at Toots on Murfreesboro.
Love Toots.
And it's still there.
You're iconic, basically.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Also, Toots is the reason I'm no longer a vegetarian, because all I could think about was their chicken tenders for the year and a half that I was a vegetarian. And then I went to Toots and I was like, I got to do it.
They do good chicken.
Yeah.
Peace out, vegetarianism.
Yeah. Zach?
I spent a lot of the weekend in the sun. So, like, Saturday, we went over to our friend Molly and Gary's house, and we grilled steak by the pool and just, like, hung out in the pool and hot tub. And then yesterday, I was out on the boat with my boyfriend's family all day long. And when we went to go leave, the boat battery was dead, and the storms were coming in.
You were stuck in the middle of a lake.
We were just floating in the middle of the lake.
Oh, my gosh.
At least you were still floating.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
You didn't have that. You didn't have Wally the walrus flop under your... if you remember that from last week.
I wish we had a Wally here.
Yeah, I will say shout out to the nice man, Chad, that jumped off our battery in the middle of the Old Hickory Lake.
Good job,
so thank
Chad.
You, Chad. We appreciate you.
Good, Chad.
You saved our life. Ricky, what did you do?
Friday night I did absolutely nothing, which was fantastic.
Goals.
Went to bed early, actually slept. It was lovely.
Nice.
Saturday I was with Zach at our friend's house,
grilling
and enjoying the lake and the pool. And then Sunday I just relaxed for the most part. I had a terrible migraine all weekend.
Oh,
so
that stinks.
Sunday was kind of shot because I just didn't feel great.
You just want to sit in the dark.
Yeah,
did you watch
and just
something?
Lay around.
Did you like?
I've been watching Friday Night Lights, the show.
Yeah. Oh, old school.
Going back.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. I'm hooked.
I am 7 of 8 episodes into Clickbait. The number one thing
on my list.
You'll have to check that one out. A pair of tickets to Wine on the River on the 11th of September. You can win those right now, 615-737-9107. We collected a truckload of stuff to take to Waverly from you, our listeners, and some of the stuff we put together. But we're going to have to postpone our trip for a couple of days because of all the storms coming in.
Yeah.
Hurricane Ida hit Louisiana, and it is heading in this direction as a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to make sure we're not in the way.
Yeah.
As they prepare, you know, the Nashville area could get about 5 inches of rain
That's
between
what they're saying.
Like later today, tonight, and through tomorrow. And Waverly.
They say could get a couple of inches.
Yeah, 2.5 inches, which
is. On top of what they already have.
Normally wouldn't be something to worry about, but after all that they have, and they're saturated too. So.
Yeah. I will say shout out to our friends Shannon and Jasmine at the Homewood Suites hotel near the airport.
Very
on
nice.
Friday, they showed up to the station with like a carload of stuff to take over to Waverly.
Very cool.
So
very cool.
It was just so sweet that they were helping us help them.
Yeah. Hopefully the rain is, you know, doesn't come all at once, because that's when we have the terrible flooding.
Yeah, when it's like super quick.
Yeah, but I guess it's supposed to start tonight and be mostly all a washout tomorrow.
Yeah, and for the shout out to all of our friends in Louisiana, there's luckily, as of now, only one confirmed dead, over 1 million without power, which is still super scary. So if you know anybody down there, reach out to them, make sure they're okay, and like let us know on how we can help down there as well.
Cell service is out, so it may be hard to get a hold of some people.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's 16 years to the day of Hurricane Katrina.
So scary.
And I
that
guess they fixed their levees, so I guess they held up better than they did then.
Okay.
So
that's at least a plus.
Yeah.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender war.
All right, representing the ladies all around the world, we have Alyssa in Lebanon. Hello, Alyssa.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
For the guys, we have Brandon in Hendersonville. Hello, Brandon.
Morning, friends.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good luck to you both. Let's warm up with a Get Acquainted question.
Yeah, let's start with Alyssa. Alyssa, tell us a food that you would never eat, no matter how hungry you were.
Ooh.
Squid.
Squid.
Squid. Okay.
Yep. All right. What about you, Brandon? A food you would never eat, no matter how hungry you were.
Olives.
Olives? They're delicious.
I love these answers because
Brandon.
Everybody has different tastes.
Yeah. There's the divide among America. It's not limited to politics or anything.
Yeah, Ricky took personal offense to that.
I eat them out of the jar with my hands.
Oh my God!
I don't like the green ones. I like the black olives.
I like all the olives. Give them all to me.
That you put on all your fingers at Thanksgiving. No. Yeah, I do that.
Okay, well, we could talk about olives all day.
We could. It feels like we already have.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Let's get the game going. You each have a screw you can use in the contest. If you don't know the answer, you can use the screw and make your opponent answer your question.
Keep in mind, Brandon, that Ricky's going to continue to give you hate over your hatred of olives.
Every question.
That's already.
Gonna mumble your question so you can't answer.
Alyssa, Master Splinter was the sensei of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Is he a turtle, a frog, or a rat?
A rat.
He is a rat.
A rat,
she says.
A massive rat.
Yeah. Big, gigantic rat.
All right, Brandon. Are Milano cookies made by Pepperidge Farms, Keebler, or Nabisco?
Pepperidge Farms.
Yes, they are.
Good job.
All right, 1-1.
All right, Alyssa, where on your body would you find your oblique muscles?
On your leg?
No. No, they're on the sides of your stomach. Those are the love handles.
I've got some oblique muscles, I'll tell you that.
I got jacked on the love handles.
I got oblique for days. Super obliques.
Yeah.
Brandon's got a chance to take the lead.
What is Stephanie Meyer famous for?
Screw.
Okay.
All right, Alyssa, it goes to you. Do you know what Stephanie Meyer is famous for? Oh, Twilight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's exactly Twilight. Right.
Okay. She stole a point from you there, and she has the lead, 2-1, going into the final set of questions.
You could win it if you get this one right, Alyssa. Tom Cruise plays Ethan Hunt in what series of action movies?
Screw.
Okay. Brandon. What's that?
I said, because I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea, Brandon? Tom Cruise plays
Mission
Ethan
Impossible.
Hunt. Yes, Mission Impossible.
Oh, yes, exactly sir. Right.
All right.
And so now it is tied back up again.
It's tied up.
Brandon can actually win the game. Oh, the swings of momentum.
The ups and downs, the valleys and peaks.
Okay, Brandon, are you ready?
The nonstop metaphors.
All right, Brandon.
Shut up.
Name one of the Nashville malls where you'd find an H&M store.
Opry Mills.
Yes.
Yeah. That and Cool Springs Gallery.
Brandon.
That means, Brandon, you are the winner. How about that?
Good job.
Woo-hoo. Ricky, tell us the most recent time your boyfriend has tried to kill you.
Well, he actually almost killed us collectively.
Okay. Right.
We had gone out Saturday and we were drinking with our friends and we came home. I was the DD, so I didn't drink. But when we came home, I was so tired that I, like, laid on the couch to watch TV with him, who he was a little tipsy, and laid down on the couch to watch TV with him, and I fell asleep, not knowing that he decided he was going to make chicken fingers. So he put all the chicken fingers in the oven. I was already asleep, and I woke up to the fire alarm going off.
Oh, no.
Because he fell asleep on the couch as well.
After he started the chicken fingers.
After he put the chicken fingers in the oven.
Oh.
So, luckily, the chicken fingers didn't actually light on fire, but there was smoke everywhere in my apartment. So now everything that I own smells like smoke, and it smells like fire from the chicken fingers that he almost destroyed our apartment with.
Now you are that person in the apartment complex because, like, when your fire alarm starts going off, then your neighbors hear it. People are going
to
the hallway hear it.
Oh, yeah, it was like 3 a.m. too.
So that makes it perfect. Yeah,
not good timing.
Now
whatsoever.
You are that apartment.
Mm-hmm. Because then we had to air out the apartment too, so that everything else smelled like smoke in the hallway and outside. And yep.
More importantly, are the chicken fingers okay?
They looked like black bricks when you rolled them out. Which I'm very happy that they did not light on fire.
Chicken briquettes.
Right. They say cooking it 400 for 30 minutes, not 3 hours,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. It was about 2 hours, 2.5 hours that they were in there
wow.
for.
Now they're the charcoal they use to grill other things.
Yeah, exactly. So now my hoodie today, I sat here and I was like, what smells like fire? And then I was like, oh, my God, it's me. It's me. My hoodie.
No, you gotta put a positive spin on this. Yeah. You smell like a campfire.
Yeah.
Lovely.
It's like the great outdoors.
Yeah. Not what I want to smell campfire like, Jim.
You went to Boxwood or went to Scout Camp. It's fun.
I want to smell lovely and clean. I don't want to smell like the outdoors.
Ew.
Yeah. Outdoors, it's hot and there's bugs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got Olivia Rodrigo on the way along with Ed Sheeran. Zach's got celebrity stuff.
Justin Timberlake, he and Aunt Clemens posted this video on Instagram. Have you guys seen it? Where they're doing the cover of TLC's No Scrubs.
Right, yes, right, in the right. studio. Yeah,
it's
pretty cool.
So good. So they're both just like sitting in the studio jamming, and he posted the video and he said, still hits.
I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no.
Ricky's dancing.
You know what? I love this that video because it's like we say studio, but they weren't like in front of mics.
Yeah, they were just sitting around.
They were just like sitting there on their phones, just like jamming out.
Shooting the you know what.
Yeah, I just thought it was so cute.
Yeah, that's a room I'd like to just hang around in and just be a fly on the wall.
Put me as a fly on the wall, please. Also, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. So you know that Kanye West had that whole super controversial listening party in Chicago.
Right.
For his new album. And apparently Kim Kardashian like showed up as a guest in a white wedding gown to recreate their ceremony with Kanye. Like they've fake recreated their wedding for whatever reason.
And then he like lit himself on fire or something crazy like that afterwards.
Kind of surprised she actually went along with that.
I'm kind of surprised as well.
They needed content for, you know,
keeping
whatever
the
Kardashian incarnation of the show is. Yeah.
But apparently, according to like a Music Insider, Kanye is telling other rappers that he and Kim are back together. And I'm like, is this man just that absolutely delusional?
Well, remember he wasn't completely truthful about his girlfriend?
Yeah, Irina Shayk.
Yeah.
I mean, he could actually just be back together with Kim. It's possible.
You're right.
Like, we can't say that that's not possible.
Well, they have kids together, yeah. So there is going to be a connection of some sort all the time.
I mean,
anyway.
Yeah, but it's not usual that they say like, oh, hey, let's get together for the kids. And while you're here, could we recreate our wedding and then I set myself on fire?
I mean, I will say
sounds
that
Kim legit.
Has showed up to all three listening parties. Mm-hmm. She's been at every single one. Like, she's been super supportive of this album. And I'm like, is this actually just a stance against Drake? Because Drake and Kanye have been beefing, and they're releasing their albums around the same time, and so there's like this whole inner rapper thing of like, who's gonna sell the most albums, who's gonna win this, so I'm like, is Kanye...
He's just trying to up his game?
Yeah.
Like,
is it?
I got a bigger show than you
albums?
Do.
We'll
Maybe.
See. I love the tea. Don't you worry. I'll keep you updated. If you want to see all the details, you can like The River on Facebook and check it out right there.
As your favorite investigative reporters, last week we brought you the story that ladies should not pee in the shower.
There was a huge viral TikTok.
Science was all about it.
It was a doctor, and she said that women should not pee in the shower for two reasons. One, because peeing in the shower could lead to an association between sound of running water and needing to pee.
So if you just go get water from a drinking fountain, you will have an urge to go pee.
You're just
going to
start peeing automatically on the floor.
And she said, you know, as far as the uterus goes, peeing while standing up doesn't allow your pelvic floor to fully relax so you don't fully empty your bladder, blah, 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 blah.
Ricky is the only girl on the show. Do you pee in the shower?
Absolutely.
So you're ruined.
I mean, that was just a known fact way before that. I said before we went on, just about anything can ruin your whole downstairs.
Yeah.
Very, very delicate ecosystem going on down
Ew.
There. Yeah.
It's complicated.
I mean an ecosystem. It's for real.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, the urologists of America.
Horrified you are about that, Zach.
The urologists of America have settled on that this... like scare about peeing in the shower is nothing but a scare. They're like, look, you go, you probably pee 6 to 7 times a day. okay? And if you happen to do it once while you're in the shower, it's not going to wreck you psychologically every time you hear
it. It's not like you run to the shower every time you have to pee.
Exactly. Unless you do that,
but
Ricky.
If you do that, it would be awesome.
No, that is not how I do it.
And
I also wasn't going to stop peeing in the shower, even though they said that you should stop peeing in the shower.
Yeah. Nobody
if
is.
If I'm in the shower and I got to pee, I'm not going to get out of the shower to go on the toilet to pee.
To get the whole
then
bathroom
get back into
wet
the shower.
And slip and
I'm
slide
pee in the
all over the porcelain toilet.
Yeah, nobody is classy enough that they're going to step outside the shower to pee
absolutely
and then get
not
back in the shower. No.
Yeah, it's
then
you have
it's all right
like,
there. It's water.
You leave like the trail of water from the shower to the bathroom, and then on the way back, you slip on the water, you hit your head, and then it's fatal. You know, like
well, this got very intense.
So you have to pee.
I was just lazy. I wasn't thinking that I was going to die. I was just really lazy.
You might be in a medical coma. How'd this all start? She got out of the shower to pee.
That would be how I ended up in a coma, though. Like something outrageous like that. Like, well, they told her she couldn't pee in the shower anymore, so she decided to get out of the shower to pee.
And slipped
and now she's dead.
Ricky got out of the shower to pee, the after school special.
I do have, like, an irrational fear that I will die a ridiculous death.
Oh, I already know that's what's going
like,
to happen.
You know, whatever it is,
I've
it's going to be
it
stupid and embarrassing for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Me,
I fully
my family.
Accepted it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I think we all have that fear.
It's like, oh, no, he couldn't have, you know, got hit by a car. No, he had to
oh
be,
my goodness.
You know, he had to be, like, flying a kite in an electric storm.
Yeah.
Trying, I was going to say dying peacefully
Ben
in your
Franklin
bed.
Franklin costume, you know?
He bungee jumped over a bunch of manure. It was terrible. Oh, my God.
Ew.
Yeah,
so. The cord was too long. So, it's okay.
Measure your cord next time.
I do want to talk about the theater that the meteorologists they send out from like the Weather Channel and the networks go through to pretend it's worse at the moment they're on the air than it really is. There is
like
video
when they're standing
going
in the middle
around
of a storm and they're you know bravely broadcasting.
Yeah, if you check the Woody and Jim Show Instagram story, we've got one from I'm not sure which major network it is, where the guy is he's like leaning into the camera as if like the wind is just like you know blasting him. Now the camera guy is standing up straight with like his you know he's barely even moving, and there's just people like walking by with absolutely like no effect of the wind on them whatsoever. And then if you go to my story, Jim Chandler 107.5 on Instagram, there's another one with Jim Cantore where he's like, oh,
he's famous for standing in the teeth of the storm.
Yeah. There's like two guys like doing cartwheels behind him, like in a totally carefree, there's nothing going on motion. Stop pretending you are in the worst part of the like hurricane or tropical storm. Because you, in this day and age, everybody's got a camera on you. You're going to get caught.
Yeah.
It's like that time there was flooding, the hurricane that went up through New Jersey and New York, and there was a woman in the Today Show.
And she was in like a canoe.
Yeah.
That was horrifying, though. I'm just going to go ahead and point that
she's
out.
She's in a canoe.
No, not the hurricane.
No.
Okay.
The coverage of it.
She's in the canoe, and you know, it looks like she's just in water. And some guy just walks right past the canoe.
The canoe is literally resting on the ground.
Yeah,
it just happens
just water
to have water.
Unless that was Jesus that walked by.
Okay.
She was kind of making stuff up.
So, nobody's discounting the fury of these terrible storms.
But it's when they set up their shots for TV to make it look like
theater,
it's more dangerous.
Yeah, of the TV people.
Yeah. So
they're like, actors.
They are acting.
Acting genius.
Stop
thank you.
Pretending you are this brave soul when you're like not anywhere near the real stuff.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Here's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. And believe it or not, it started on Tinder.
Oh.
I guess a man met a woman on Tinder. They matched together. Turns out that she was the former owner of the dog he just adopted.
Shut up.
I guess.
Now, why did she get rid of the dog?
I guess she was 17 when she had to get rid of the dog and doesn't know what the circumstances were. But she was heartbroken, didn't want to lose the dog, and has been sad about it ever since. Found out that this guy that she matched with on Tinder has her dog.
Aww. This is literally a Lifetime movie.
And I guess they got together, had a very emotional reunion. which is very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could become a rom-com.
I hope they get married and she gets to be the dog's mom. Yeah, are they still dating? Do we know?
Yeah, they're still together.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That's so cute.
That is cool.
He's probably thinking, she's just using me to get to the dog.
She probably is.
Whatever works, works.
Yeah.
As long as the dog's happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
That's all really matters.
No, I want them all to be happy.
That's a very sweet story. That's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on The River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. If you have kids that won't clean their room, this is something kind of clever to try. I guess the dad was very frustrated because the kids just wouldn't clean their room. They're teenagers. And he said, you're going to get a mouse in your room and they're going to bring in their family and be in the house.
Trying to gross them out and so they clean.
But they still wouldn't clean. So he went to the store and he bought some black rice that looks a little bit like mouse droppings.
Oh.
And put them all over the rooms, including inside the bed and
that's
stuff like that.
That's actually brilliant.
Yeah. And they clean their
dad.
Rooms.
Yeah.
Very smart dad.
That's a, like that's a good life
that's
hack.
That's a dad hack, yeah.
There you go. Try that. Ricky, what you got?
So Netflix has just announced that the season 3 premiere of You, that scary, freaky, stalker show, is going to premiere October 15th.
Hmm.
Just came out like 15 minutes ago. And the trailer is pretty intense. If you watch the other seasons, it'll totally make sense why it's pretty intense.
I was about to say, I stopped after season 1. I hadn't gotten to season 2 yet.
Okay, so if you haven't watched season 2, then it wouldn't make sense to you.
Okay.
But if you watch both seasons, you could totally see why it's intense. I've retweeted it on 107.5 The River on the Twitter page, so you can actually watch the whole trailer. There's a lot that's going to happen this season.
I'm scared.
What do you got, Jim?
Along the Netflix line, the bizarre twists and turns of the show Manifest.
We've all been missing, presumed dead for 5.5 years.
Story of a plane full of people that is gone for 5 years and then mysteriously lands.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people on the plane haven't aged a day, but the rest of the world has moved on. Great show with a lot of mysteries and twists and turns. It was only moderately successful on NBC. It went to Netflix, and people loved it. And it's been in the top 10 for like the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then before they were actually able to solve the mystery, NBC canceled it.
Oh.
But now Netflix has made the deal with the cast and the writers to create season 4 to wrap up the mystery of what actually was going on.
Some closure.
And they're going to do it with 20 new episodes.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
We'll check it out.
That's coming up for people who needed answers.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.